I call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. For the record, it is 1:32, Tuesday, February 25, 2020. We're in the Belch Room of the Tom Stewart Building. Senators Gray Jackson, Senator Stevens, Senator Rivak, myself, Senator Bishop, Senator Costello is away today and excused. And I'd like to recognize staff here today. Kari Cooper Ryder, thank you. Welcome aboard today. Mr. Bridges, Cody Grusendorf. And today we have confirmation hearings. And lastly, we'll be taking up SB 81 telecommunications from Senator Hughes' office. We're going to start with confirmations. And for all appointees, we have seven confirmations today. When called on, place your name and affiliation on the record. Give the committee a brief introduction of who you are. Tell us why you want to serve on the board or commission that you were appointed to. The committee may have questions once you finish, and I'll be monitoring the committee, looking for those questions. And after we finish confirmations for the day, the committee will advance your names to a joint session where you will be voted on for confirmation. Today's hearing is not a recommendation of a yes or a no vote for the joint session. So first up, we have the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors. And first up, I believe we've got Mr. Bell. So from Wasilla, an appointee. And I'm looking at the... We're good to go? All right. Mr. Bell, are you there? Hello. Hello, Mr. Bell. Okay.
Mr. Holt.
Holt? Okay, so we'll go to... Let's see. Jeffrey, let's go to Jeffrey Garness, Jeffrey Garness.
Yes, this is Jeff Garness. How you doing?
Oh, very good. Did you hear the instructions today?
I did, yes. My name is Jeff Garness, and I'm interested in being serving on the ALS board. I've been an Alaska resident since 1969. I'm a UAA graduate. I have a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, master's degree in Arctic engineering. I've been in private practice for 30 years. I've got a son who's now a professional engineer in private practice here in Anchorage with me. And I've committed most of my adult life to some form of, civil environmental engineering and private practice. So I have an interest in the profession. I have some experience serving on boards before, serving on the chiropractic board. And I also served here in Anchorage on the on-site technical review board, was appointed by Mayor Berkowitz to that. So anyways, I'm ready and able and willing to serve and would certainly appreciate your support.
Very good. Thank you. Your resume is very impressive. Any questions from committee members? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Just looking through your work history, and you served as an Army officer, 67 and 69, at Fort Belvoir, at the same time I was at Fort Eustis. So I'm really pleased to see you apply for this, and you certainly have my support.
Senator, I apologize, but I think you got the... this is Jeff Garness.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Mr. Bell. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Garness, you weren't in the Army then, right?
No, I was not.
But you were chief of maintenance on Fort Ridge.
I was chief of maintenance and repair out there for a number of years, and I also worked at the what used to be the 21st CE squadron prior to that, and we did work out in, Elmendorf, Galena, and Shimmy, and King Salmon, and whatnot, so I got a chance to travel around and see all those places.
Very good. Yeah, I see your resume there represents your cross-section of Alaska and applying your engineering skills. Very good. Any other questions? Seeing none, we will thank you for putting yourself forward. We appreciate it, and I believe Mr. Bell's on the line now, and Senator Stevens, you got one in the queue for him after he's done, I know. So Good. All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to go back to Bob Bell from Anchorage. Mr. Bell, are you there?
I am.
And you heard the instructions, correct?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Give us your name, rank, and serial number. Give a brief committee overview of why you would like to serve, and any other things that you would like to say about your resume that's not in your resume that we should know, and please proceed.
Well, name, rank, and serial number would be Bob Bell, First Lieutenant, United States Army, 05013734.
Very good, because you're getting a test because you didn't hear the question from the vice chair. Welcome. Thank you.
To go back to that, I spent 2 years in the Army as a lieutenant, 1 year at Fort Belvoir in Virginia and 1 year in Vietnam. And from an engineering point of view, as a young engineer fresh out of college in Vietnam, I not only designed the projects but procured the materials and then made sure they got constructed. And there were a lot of very large projects, so it was something that a young engineer at that time would be hard-pressed to get that kind of work in the private sector. So it was a good startup for my career. It got me somewhat of a head start. I went from Vietnam to Alaska in 1969 and went to work for Nyman and Hayes, consulting engineering firm, and did projects all over the state. So that gave me a chance to get to know Alaska well and get to know the engineering and surveying issues in various parts of the state. I then went to work for ARCO Alaska up on the North Slope, Prudhoe Bay, and that gave me a good insight into the oil industry and Arctic engineering. I started Bell Herring and Associates in 1974, and I'm still here. So I've been doing projects throughout the state. I pride myself on being able to go almost anywhere in the state, and particularly anywhere in Anchorage, and point at some project that I was involved in. I've also, over the course of all those years, worked with most of the architectural engineering firms in the state. So I think I'm well-versed in how all of that works and the issues that come before the various firms that would be adjudicated or dealt with by the board. 50 years of practice as an engineer and 49 years of practice as a land surveyor certainly gives me a lot of experience drawing and dealing with the issues that come before the board.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not a question. I just wanted to say, hello, Bob. How are you? When I was staffed to the Anchorage Assembly for 18 years, Bob was one of the 42 members that I worked with. And he probably doesn't know this, but he's one of my favorites. And I'm really happy to see you be appointed or reappointed to this board. And I just, again, wanted to just say hello. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Senator Stevens?
I just want to thank you, Mr. Bell, for your service to the country. We served at the same time as Army officers. I was at Fort Eustis, and thank you for your service, and not only to the country, but also to the state of Alaska. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your service, too.
Mr. Bell, I got one question from your – I worked with a lot of guys that, you know, you were in Vietnam. Did you oversee or work JV with civil contractors? I worked with a lot of guys that worked with Morrison Knutson that were in Vietnam. Did you oversee some civil projects with private contractors, or are they strictly all military?
No, there was some with RMKBRJ, which was a big contractor in Vietnam. And so I did a couple projects with them, but the vast majority of the projects we did ourselves. It was a port construction company, which is a huge company. It's 350 men, 14 officers. And we built Chepao walls and dolphins and piers and all up and down the coast of Vietnam. And then the last 6 months up and down the Dong Nai and Saigon rivers on big barges, which made us big inviting targets, which kept things tense. But almost all the work we did, we designed ourselves and built ourselves.
All right. Well, very good. Well, thank you. Any other questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you for putting yourself forward, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah. I believe next we're going to go to Eric Milliken. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Mr. Milliken, put yourself on the record and give us a little background on why you want to serve.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to address the committee. My name is Eric Milliken. I currently work as a program director at Rural Alaska Community Action Program, colloquially known as RuralCAP. My work here supports our rural community development programming around the state. I have lived and worked in Alaska for the last 9 years. I was educated here. I met my wife here, and we had our first child here. While I wasn't born in Alaska, I do feel that this is my home. As I look to the future of our state, and especially our rural communities, infrastructure development and access will be a core component of building our future. The continued expansion of broadband infrastructure and basic water and sewer services in our rural communities has been transformational. Technical professionals that map our land, design our homes, and build out community infrastructure are incredibly important to the future of the state. I was initially interested as the public member to this board when I learned that the average age of our licensed land surveyors is in their 50s, and with about 1% of our land area in private ownership, I wondered if the lack of capacity among land surveyors is a related factor to the slow disposition of state-owned lands to the public, and if there's anything I can do to support the transfer. In my current work at RuralCAP, we contract with land surveyors to subdivide property for home construction, architects to design houses, and engineers for various projects. Market-priced and high-quality technical services are essential to our mission of moving populations out of poverty. I believe that my peripheral contact with the profession, my bachelor's degree in business administration and economics from UAA, and continued education at the Kelly School of Business will allow me to think critically about public protection and common sense regulation from the perspective of the consumer. And perhaps I can add value as the board looks to streamline regulation while ensuring public safety.
Okay, very good. Questions from committee members? I don't see any. Thank you for putting yourself forward, and I appreciate your resume, and I was really interested in your Youth Conservation Corps work and your trail work, and I appreciate that.
I'd be happy to talk about that offline at any time. I think it's an incredible opportunity for young people to explore those careers in our state, and thank you for the time.
You bet. Thank you. Okay, next we're going to go to Mr. Lauren Lehman.
Good afternoon, Ms. Chairman and committee members. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you very well. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I've been an Alaska resident. If I told you the year, then I'd tell you my age. since 1950, and as a young boy, I remember well when President Eisenhower welcomed Alaska into the Union, and that was a pretty exciting day for me. But I've practiced as a civil environmental engineer for 46 years now, and I'd say I entered the profession on the, maybe we'd call it the first wave of the new young engineers hired to solve wastewater challenges across our country when the Clean Water Act amendments were passed in 1972, and at that time, I think it was the EPA estimated that about 30,000 new engineers would be needed to do that. But this guy, you know, I got my degree and master's degree and went to work and worked on projects all across the state of Alaska, water, wastewater, environmental, and I've done it since, and I would say to any young people, it's been a great opportunity. You know, to answer the question, why do I want to serve? I'd be candid, and I didn't ask the governor for this. He asked me, and you know, it's tough to say no to the governor, especially when he's looking for people to help, just help take care of challenges in Alaska. And the other people that he's named to this board are outstanding people that certainly deserve support. But I have been involved in quite a number of boards and commissions and community service activities regarding the engineering profession. I've served on the Diamond High School Engineering Academy now for probably more than 12 years, and the University of Alaska Anchorage College of Engineering Advisory Board for more than 9 years. And as part of that, we have what's called a Joint Engineering Advisory Council that cooperates and collaborates with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And so as I'm helping recruit young people from the youngest grades to consider what is called, often called, STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, recruit from the youngest years and showing them how exciting these areas can be, our universities are seeing them, and many of our young people are attending UAA and UAF, and you know, we now see more than 1,000 students, well over 1,000 students enrolled in engineering, and I think this last year graduated between the two campuses more than 200, and that is a good response to a legislative initiative many years ago when we said double the number of engineers that were turning out of the profession. So that's a background that I bring to it, and I guess if I say what can I bring to the board, I would be the only one that has legislative experience, and I think that's of value. And, you know, I have a connection with the universities, which I've said. But the other is that I think I can perhaps be an example for another engineer who may want to serve in elected or appointed office. And I've often gone around and recruiting people and just asking them if they would like to be involved in commissions or boards or perhaps even run for office, because engineers are trained to solve problems, and we certainly have plenty of challenges to solve. So with that, I offer myself to the committee and to the legislature, and look forward to serving.
Thank you for that. And boy, we got a bunch of hands going up here for questions. Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to say that Lauren was here in the Senate when I arrived in 2000, and if you gave us the right date, you are in your, seventh decade. My question is, I thought you were going to retire. What's going on?
How about you?
Right behind you.
The end of this year, I'll be 70, and well, I don't call it retirement. I do consulting in my own practice, and I decide which days I will be doing engineering and which days I'll take the grandchildren and take them to the zoo or to a concert or something else. And so I'm maybe what I'd call it semi-retirement when it comes to engineering, but I still engage in it. I still do have some clients that think my services are worth hiring.
Well, thank you, Lauren. It's great to have you still involved.
Well, and you too. Thank you for your service.
All right. Seeing no further questions, Mr. Lehman, thank you for bringing yourself forward. We appreciate it, and the state of Alaska does too. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next, we're going to go to the Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council. And Mr. Bridges, do we have a Marilyn Charles up there? I'm getting a thumbs up. Hello, Marilyn Charles. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Would you please put your name and affiliation on the record and proceed with your introduction and why you would like to serve on the Fisherman's Fund?
Alrighty. My name is Marilyn Charles. I'm a single mom of three babies from Imonik. I'm Yupik Eskimo. I grew up on the Yukon Delta, where I fished until I was old enough to work. I started off at the cannery, working as a processor, and worked my way up to HR with Quick Pack Fisheries. And then I transitioned over to be an administrative assistant over at Yukon River Towing, a construction company, both of which are sister companies that are subsidiaries of the CDQ group, Yukon Delta Fisheries Development Administration, or Association, I mean. Sorry. Throughout my years of working at Quick Pack and Yukon River Towing, I did a lot of the company's insurance for both land and river, P&I. And I was asked to be on this committee because it's right up my alley. And another reason why I want to serve on this board is I want my babies to see that no matter what life throws at you, you could be successful and you could go grab the bull by the horns and run with it. And I got a taste of being on the committee for a few months, and I really like the diversity that this group brings, and I'm excited to serve on this committee.
Very good. I spent a little time in Emo myself back in the 70s.
So. Yeah, I'm the daughter of Billy Charles, by the way.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but see, I got it out of you, so I didn't. Good. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you. And so one last test question for you for me. So I see you worked for Quick Pack from 2011 to 2017. You ever run across Jack Schultheis?
Of course.
All right, you passed.
We're with him.
We're good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. All right, next, we're going to go to the Board of Pharmacy, and we're going to speak to a Mr. Richard Holt. And Mr. Holt, are you online, sir? Right.
I am. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon, committee members. For the record, my name is Richard Holt, and I am one of the current five pharmacist members and the current chair of the Board of Pharmacy. I'm a licensed pharmacist in New York, Alaska, and Florida, and received my Bachelor's of Science and Doctor of Pharmacy degree from the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences in Albany, New York. I've lived in Alaska for almost 9 years and have practiced throughout the state from Ketchikan up to Fairbanks, and I've been on the Board of Pharmacy for the past 4 years and am an active member of the Alaska Pharmacist Association. I wish to continue on the Board of Pharmacy to help continue the advancements in the practice of pharmacy in Alaska, which in turn impacts patients throughout our communities. Similarly, pending legislative approval, I've been nominated by the board to continue my chair position. I've worked tirelessly with the board over the last 4 years for the betterment of pharmacy practice and our communities. If I'm reappointed, I will continue to bring my expertise and commitment as a pharmacist to the board, and on behalf of the board, we'll continue to collaborate with all stakeholders. As the practice of pharmacy continues to rapidly evolve, I'm committed to contributing to that evolution with the board and our communities. Thank you for your consideration, and I appreciate your support.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you for being here today, and we'll wish you all the best. Okay, next we're going to go to the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Mr. Barnes, William Barnes. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Please put yourself on the record and give us a little overview of why you're interested in the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers.
All right. I graduated from Colorado State University in 1974, and 2 months later, I was arrived in Alaska, worked on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline for 2.5 years, And I'm proud to say that I was one of the five cement truck drivers that worked for on a 24-hour concrete pour for the slab of Pump Station 1. I don't know how we survived it, but we did. I started my real estate appraisal career in Juneau, Alaska in 1978. I'll be 69 in April, so you don't have to guess. I was asked by the current chairman of the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Mr. David Derry, to apply, which I did this year. And I've been serving on the board of real estate appraisers since August. About 10 years ago, I started becoming more involved in volunteer appraisal activities. Primarily, 10 years ago, I volunteered and worked with the FBI and IRS special agents down in Phoenix, Arizona, on mortgage fraud cases as a volunteer, and did some work with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Phoenix. I've served 4 years on the Matanuska Susitna Borough Property Tax Appeal Board, which was fun. And I've served for 5 years as an officer or president with the Alaska Appraisers Association called the Appraisal Institute. That pretty much summarizes it.
Very good. Questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, we're going to take just a brief at ease just for a second. In accordance with AS 39.05.080, the Labor and Commerce Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration, Board of Regents, for architects, engineers, and land surveyors: Bob Bell, Jeffrey Garness, Eric Milliken, Lauren Lehman, Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Commission, Marilyn Charles, Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, William Barnes, Board of Pharmacy, Richard Holt. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the packet. Okay, this is the second hearing of SB 81 telecommunications. Today's testimony, public testimony, was left open from the last meeting. The committee does have a CS to adopt. We have received an updated zero fiscal note from the department. And seeing any public testimony here, seeing none online, we're going to close public testimony. All right. Mr. Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move CS version 31LS0379/S before the committee as our working document.
Very good. I'll object for explanations and changes. Mr. Grusendorf, would you cover the changes to the bill?
For the record, Cody Grusendorf, staff to Senator Bishop and the Labor and Commerce Committee. I'll go over an explanation of changes from version M to version S. First, changes on page 4, lines 18 through 20, it adds another means of communication that ensures all members participating can hear each other during the meeting, and this is for annual meetings. Second change is on page 5, line 7. It changes the word if to when. This was at the advice of the reviser. Third change on page 5, lines 29 through 31, adds another means of communication that ensures all participating directors can hear each other during the meeting. Next change on page 6, lines 14 and 15, it changes the scope of executive session. The one section, it changes it to matters that would have an adverse effect on the ability of the cooperative to compete in the market served by the cooperative.
Very good. Any questions to the changes? And the bill's sponsor is amenable to these changes. Mr. Would you like to come up and put yourself on the record and tell me what the senator thinks of the changes? Mr. Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Buddy Witt. My apologies on behalf of my boss, who's Senator Hughes, who is unable to be here. She is amenable to the changes. She appreciates as the chair, the work of the chair and committee staff.
Thank you. Tell her, don't worry about it. We're all busy right now. Okay, good. Seeing no further objections, I'll remove my objection. And that does have a zero fiscal note. That's in your binder. Does somebody want to go over it, or you guys want me to run through it? All right, I'll cover the fiscal note. Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Allocation of Corporation, Businesses and Professional Licensing, OMB component numbers 2360. It is a zero fiscal note, and that's the way we like them. Zero. Okay. Any final questions before we move the bill? Seeing none, Senator Stevens?
Mr. Chairman, I move CS for Senate Bill 8131-LS0379/S from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objections, we've moved this bill from committee. This concludes our meeting for today. We'll gavel out here in a second. Please stay behind to sign the committee packet. This coming Thursday, we have two confirmation hearings, Senate Bill 182, by Senator Stevens, and another hearing on Alaska Hire, Zones of Underemployment, and that'll be done by Research and Analysis. Thank you all who participated today, and the meeting is adjourned at 2:09.